Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article called Strata CPD in NSW, What Committee Members Need to Stay Effective.
And this one is interesting because it's about a group of people who often don't realise how much responsibility they've taken on. Strata committee members are volunteers, no salary, no background in property or law, and yet they're running the scheme that everyone in the building lives under.
That's the gap the article starts with. One AGM, you're an ordinary owner. The next, you're helping decide how the scheme spends its money and maintains the building everyone lives in.
And there's no induction. Nobody hands you a manual on day one.
Right. The article's point is that most committee mistakes don't come from bad intent. They come from not knowing what the job actually involves. And training is how you close that gap.
So let's start with the duties, because I think a lot of people assume that being a volunteer means the role is pretty casual.
It isn't. Committee members carry genuine duties under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, acting in the owner's corporation's interests, keeping proper records, maintaining common property, managing the funds, disclosing conflicts of interest. That's a real list of legal obligations.
None of which you just know coming in unless you've done it before.
Exactly. And the article makes a sharp point there. You either learn it deliberately or you learn it the hard way when something goes wrong.
So what does the Archer CPD course actually cover?
6 areas. First, the committee's role and duties under the Act. Second, how the Administrative Fund and Capital Works Fund work and why budgeting for major works matters. Third, bylaws.
Which is usually where the conflict lives.
Yeah, the article names the common flashpoints directly. Pets, parking, renovations. Those three come up over and over in schemes.
Because everyone has very strong opinions about all three.
They do. Then the course covers the dispute pathway, from talking it out directly to NSW Fair Trading Mediation to NCAT if it gets that far. Then insurance basics, what the scheme must get right. And finally, good governance, making sound decisions and keeping clean records.
That's a solid foundation. How is the course actually delivered?
Online and self-paced. The article makes a strong case for why that matters. Committee members have jobs and families. A course that demands a full day in a room at a fixed time just isn't going to work for most of them.
So it's the kind of thing you do across a few evenings whenever you've got a window.
That's the idea. Start one evening, pick it up on the weekend, finish when you're ready. The people who most need this training are often the ones with the least spare time, so the format has to work around them.
Who's it actually aimed at? Brand new committee members, or is it broader than that?
Broader. New members wanting to start on the front foot, yes, but also existing members who've been muddling through and want to fill the gaps. And lot owners who are thinking about joining and want to understand what they'd be taking on.
What about owners who aren't on the committee at all?
The article covers them too. If you just want to know how your scheme is supposed to be run so you can hold your committee to a fair standard, the course suits that. And no prior strata or legal knowledge needed. It assumes you're starting from scratch, because most committee members are.
Okay, I want to ask the obvious question. It's not compulsory. There's no pay. Why would a busy person spend hours on this?
The article's answer is pretty direct. A small investment up front saves a lot of grief later. A committee that understands the funds doesn't get hit by a special levy shock they didn't see coming. A committee that understands bylaws handles disputes calmly instead of letting them escalate.
And a committee that understands insurance isn't left exposed on the day they actually need it.
Exactly. Good governance protects the scheme, protects the owner's money, and protects the committee members themselves. For a few hours of self-paced study, the article says, that's a strong return.
That makes sense. What's the one thing someone should do next?
Read the full article at the Archer Institute blog. It goes deeper on each of these areas and links through to their other committee guides. And if you want to look at the course itself, Archer Institute offers nationally recognised training that's online and self-paced, with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1800 069 273.
Thanks for listening.